My granny's after, I believe that's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Mom. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
All right, I'll
read Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. The first one I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Mom. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country already.
Oh, he...
Oh, I forgot to answer. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, okay, Elizabeth. If he ain't there, he ain't there. But he ain't showed up at the store yet, and I'm worried. Elizabeth, Abner never heard no voice coming out of the trunk. Well, I don't care what anybody said. That was... Elizabeth! 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 Dad, blame it. What's the matter with folks? Won't even talk to me. Think I'm handed or something. Well, Abner, get in here.
I'll come in when you get that trunk out of there.
Abner, will you quit being such a scared, silly goose? There weren't nobody doing no talking inside of that trunk, and you know it.
Oh, yes, there was. I heard it. Cedric heard it. Grandpap heard it. Squire heard it.
You'll quit being a scaredy cat and act like a man come in here, I'll tell you what it was. I'm tired of hollering at folks. You'd think I had the chicken pox the way they stay away from me. Now get on in here.
Lom, I ain't coming in till you get that trunk out of there. And what's more, ain't nobody else coming in there neither. That trunk is ruining our business. Folks won't come within a city block of it. It talks.
It don't know such a thing.
It talks.
It's the folks that's doing the talking. Got themselves worked up to where they'll believe anything anybody says about me. Look at them standing across the street there gawking in here. Been standing there all morning.
Well, Lon, they just don't know what to think.
You ain't afeard of me, are you, Abner?
Of course not. But I'm afeard of talking trunks. I ain't afeard of no human. But when it comes to a talking trunk, I'm a coward. Yeller as a daffodil. You want me to come back in there, get shut of that trunk?
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, looky there, will you? Who's that coming up behind you there?
Where? I don't see nobody. Where do you mean somebody's coming up behind me? Hey, Mom, Lom! Hey, Lom, let go of me now, Dad. Baby, put me down. Lom, you tricked me. Dad, baby, now, Lom, here, put me
down.
I'll
set you down, all right. I'm going to set you down right on top of that.
Lom, Lom, put me down.
I'm sick and tired of hearing you flapping your jaws about a talking trunk.
Now, you put me down, Lom.
There, Mr. Scaredy Cat. Are you hurt yet? Are you bit, scratched, stabbed, strangled, mangled, or choked to death by a ghost?
No, I weren't afeard of nothing like that, though. It was just that...
Well, what was you afeard of?
Lom, I don't know, but let me get off here, Lom. I don't have to set on this thing. And, Lom, I did hear somebody talking in that trunk. Now, explain that.
I tried to explain yesterday, but you wouldn't
listen. Heard it just as plain as I can hear myself. I heard it say, Lom, it's dark in here. Hand me a match.
That just goes to show what a feller's imagination can do. What you
now,
hear was...
Now, don't tell me I'm off my rocker. Cedric, ma'am, heard it just as much as I did.
Well, if you'll give me a chance,
and
I'll...
you heard it, too. You said you did.
I know I did. Will you hush up a minute so as I
awfully
can tell you...
Awfulest sounding voice I ever heard. Sounded spooky, like it's having a hard time getting the words out. Doggies, I'm getting scared all over again. Let me get out of here now,
you
Mom.
Sit there in that chair.
Oh, turn the...
What you heard was Ulysses
most
talking.
Most miserable sounding voice I...
You heard what I said. It was Ulysses doing the talking.
Ulysses S. Quincy?
Yes, sir.
Now, Lom, how could Ulysses have gotten that trunk? You said yourself he was looking for the key.
He was.
You said you lost the key and Ulysses was looking for it. Now, how could he look for a key inside the trunk when he never had the key to get in there in the first place?
If you recollect, Ulysses drove me to the county seat to get a key for the trunk.
I know all that. When he drove you back, you left the key in his car. He brang it over to you yesterday morning, and then you claim he lost it again. That's the silliest made-up story I ever heard.
I swear, if people ain't the dad-blamedest idiots I ever seen, they won't believe a honest-to-goodness true story. But they'll go making up a bunch of junk about the trunk being full of everything from counterfeit money to ghosts, and they'll believe that all right. I've got a notion just to keep my mouth and the trunk closed both. Folks are so smart, let them figure it out for themselves.
That's a good idea.
I'll just move out of Pine Ridge and take the trunk with me.
Ah.
And Granny's, that'll give folks something to talk about for a long, long time. Let me get to the phone.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Lon?
I'm going to call up a transfer company at the county seat and get them to come and take me and the trunk both.
Oh, no, you ain't going to do no such a thing now, Lon. You're going to sit right here and explain to me who was inside that trunk.
All right, but if you open your mouth one more time while I'm talking, I'm going to whop you on top of the head so hard you land right where Ulysses was yesterday.
Huh?
Under the floor.
Under the floor?
I've been trying to tell you for 2 days. I dropped the key down through a crack in the floor.
Well, how did he...
Just let me do the talking.
Uh-huh.
Remember when we had a hole dug under the floor a while back to keep that bank safe in?
Well, sure, but...
Well, this trunk is setting right over that hole there. And that's where the key dropped to. So Ulysses crawled under the store and into that hole to look for the key.
Well, I do know.
It was dark down there, so he rapped on the floor and asked me to slip him a match. Sounded like it was coming from inside the trunk.
I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Well, now, his voice is kind of spooky anyway, Lon.
Yeah, sure. Kind of strings his words out. Sounds like a ghost talking.
So is old Ulysses all the time, huh?
Yeah, that's who it was, all right.
Well, why in the world didn't you say so in the first place?
Oh, for pity's sakes. I tried to.
Well... I'll say one thing. There ain't been as much excitement around this town since the mule derby. Have you looked in the trunk yet, Lon?
No, not yet. I kind of wanted to wait for you so as we could both open it at the same time.
Well, now, that's mighty thoughty of you, Lon.
And, Grannies, I don't know whether I ought to open it or not now.
Huh?
People is having such a good time worrying about it, I kind of hate to open it up and disappoint them.
Oh, well, they're curious, all right. You know, it's a funny thing about folks. There's more than likely a dozen old uncalled-for trunks been sitting around that freight depot for months. And ain't nobody worrying about what's in them.
No, they could sit there and rot for all folks' cares.
But just let somebody pick one out and bring it home. And folks start imagining there's all kinds of mysterious things in there.
Why, sure. I heard some talk on the party line this morning. I couldn't help but listen to it.
No.
Now, the Seastrunkses has got it figured that a gang of counterfeiters has planned it out so that I'd buy this trunk and keep it here in the store where the police wouldn't suspect it'd be. And they figure the crooks is going to come here later and get it after a while.
Well, I believe Miss Blevins is holding out for stole jewels being there.
Yeah, I heard her talking.
Oh, she's got it full of them.
Grandpa Masters figures there's an atom bomb in there.
Atom bomb?
Yeah. Figures an enemy has smuggled one of them in here and aiming to blow up Pine Ridge.
Well, what would an enemy want to blow up Pine Ridge for? It ain't too important a place.
Well, it was to Grandpa Masters, ain't
it? Yeah, that's right. Well, I believe Sister Simpson thinks it's mink coats in there.
Mink coat?
Yeah, one just been stole, of course.
Well, Sister Simpson ought to be able to think of something better than that. I'm surprised at her.
Yeah, well, I overheard her talking to Baldy Winters. Her head was a-bobbing up and down something wonderful. That duck on her hat was might not pecking a hole in old Baldy's head.
Oh, yeah, they're all having a good time, and I hate to spoil it for them. They're getting worked up more and more every second.
Oh, you're right in the middle of something big, Lon.
Oh, yeah. They're liable to get themselves worked up to where they'll get up a mob and come over here and tar and feather me. Maybe I better open the trunk.
Well, I do believe it's a good idea, Lon.
Now, Abner, I want you to know before I open it, I'll admit I more than likely made a terrible mistake in buying this thing. I just can't stand to go to auction without buying something, especially when I don't know what I'm getting. I sort of get carried away, lose my head.
Yeah.
Wasted $100 more than likely is what I done.
Well, now, here you made $140 so far, though. Huh? Squire Skimp broke the lease you had on his office when he wouldn't let you take that trunk in there.
Grannies, that's right, ain't it?
Sure.
Well, yeah, he's got to give me back the $240 rent I paid him already.
Yeah, I heard him say it, Lon.
Well, good. So even if there ain't nothing in here, I've made $140 anyway.
Yeah, what you can't tell, though, maybe that trunk's full of gold bonds or something. Somebody might have died and left them there without calling for them.
Well, I don't hardly think there'll be any gold bonds in there. More likely some old clothes or magazines.
Hope it's bonds.
Let me get this key in here.
I love them.
One thing, if I ain't expecting nothing, I won't be disappointed when I don't get nothing.
No. Hey, maybe it's diamonds in there, Lon.
No. Who'd go leaving a whole trunk full of diamonds in a freight depot?
Well, maybe the freight depot man done it or the conductor.
Here, help me lift this lid. She's kind of rusty, I believe.
Get so nervous, I can't hardly wait.
Well, don't get your hopes roused up too much now, Ellen. There she is.
Oh, there's another lid there. Just unhook that little catch right there, Lon.
Yeah, my fingers is trembling.
I'm
kind of nervous myself.
I can't wait.
Here we are. Up she goes. Jumping jackrabbit.
Diamond bracelet, pearl necklaces.
I'm in trouble.